Hey there, podcast listeners. Welcome to the Origine Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, and I'm super excited to dive into some cutting-edge scientific research with you today.
And I'm Alex, joining Jamie to break down the latest discoveries in cellular biology. Today we're exploring a fascinating new study about skin development and what happens at the microscopic level when cells divide.
That's right, Alex. We're looking at research published in Nature Communications that uncovers the role of a protein called CFAP-100 in maintaining healthy skin. The paper has this incredibly detailed title. CFAP-100 couples microtubule glutamylation to spindle pole integrity in keratinocytes to promote epidermal development.
Ooh, that's quite a mouthful. But don't worry, listeners. We're going to break this down into understandable pieces. Essentially, this research team discovered how a specific protein helps skin cells divide properly, which is crucial for developing healthy skin.
Exactly. So let's start with some basics. Our skin, particularly the outer layer called the epidermis, serves as this incredible barrier that protects us from the environment. And it's made up primarily of cells called keratinocytes.
Right. And for our skin to develop properly, these keratinocytes need to divide in very specific ways. But until this study, scientists didn't fully understand the molecular mechanisms behind how these cells divide. That's where this research team comes in. They've identified CFAP-100 as a key player in this process.
So what exactly did they find, Alex? Well, the researchers created mice that lacked the CFAP-100 protein, what scientists call a knockout model, and observed what happened to their skin development.
And the results were pretty striking. These knockout mice developed skin that was noticeably thinner and more transparent than normal. Their epidermal barrier function was also impaired, which is a serious issue since that barrier is what protects us from dehydration, infections, and environmental toxins.
Absolutely. When they looked closer at the skin structure, they found that all the layers of the epidermis, the basal layer, spinous layer, and granular layer, were significantly thinner in mice without CFAP-100. This suggests that this protein is essential for normal epidermal development.
Now here's where it gets really interesting. When they examined what was happening at the cellular level, they discovered that CFAP-100 plays a crucial role during cell division. Without this protein, keratinocytes took longer to divide, and there were problems with chromosome segregation.
That's a huge deal because proper cell division is absolutely necessary for skin development. During embryonic development, keratinocytes divide rapidly to increase their numbers, and they need to divide in specific orientations to form the different layers of the skin.
Exactly. And what the researchers found was that CFAP-100 specifically affects what's called the spindle pole integrity in dividing cells. For those not familiar with cell biology, when a cell divides, it forms this structure called a mitotic spindle that helps separate the chromosomes correctly.
Right. The spindle pole is essentially the anchor point where these microtubules, these tiny cellular structures, come together. And in cells missing CFAP-100, these spindle poles were disorganized, which explains why the chromosomes weren't segregating properly.
But here's where the study gets even more fascinating. The researchers didn't just identify the problem. They figured out the molecular mechanism behind it. They discovered that CFAP-100 interacts with an enzyme called TTLL13.
And TTLL13 is what's known as a glutamylase. It adds these chemical groups called glutamyl groups to microtubules, which is a process called glutamylation. This modification changes how microtubules function in the cell.
Exactly. The researchers found that CFAP-100 actually recruits TTLL13 to the spindle pole, which increases microtubule glutamylation in that area. And this glutamylation turns out to be essential for maintaining spindle pole integrity during cell division.
And they prove this relationship with some clever experiments. When they artificially increased microtubule glutamylation in cells lacking CFAP-100, either by overexpressing TTLL13 or by depleting an enzyme that removes glutamyl groups, they could rescue the spindle pole defects.
That's what makes this study so compelling. They didn't just observe a phenomenon. They worked out the entire pathway.
CFAP-100 recruits TTLL-13 to the spindle pole, which increases microtubule glutamylation, which maintains spindle pole integrity, which ensures proper cell division, which promotes normal skin development.
It's like a perfectly aligned row of dominoes. And what's particularly interesting is that this pathway might be relevant beyond just skin development. The authors note that CFAP-100 is also highly expressed in other tissues, like the ovary, testis, duodenum, and lung.
Absolutely. And they previously found that CFAP-100 is upregulated in the intestinal epithelium during pathogen infection, suggesting it might play a role in maintaining epithelial barriers more broadly. There's also evidence linking CFAP-100 mutations to various cancer types.
This really highlights how fundamental cellular processes, like microtubule modification, can have such far-reaching effects on tissue development and disease. I'm always amazed at how these molecular details ultimately translate to the structures and functions we can see and feel.
Me too, Jamie. And I think that's what makes this kind of research so valuable. By understanding these basic cellular mechanisms, we gain insights that could eventually lead to new treatments for skin disorders, wound healing problems, or even certain cancers where cell division goes awry.
Absolutely. So to recap for our listeners, this study identified CFAP-100 as an essential protein for skin development. It works by recruiting the enzyme TTLL-13 to the spindle pole during cell division, which increases microtubule glutamylation and maintains spindle pole integrity.
And without this process working properly, skin cells don't divide correctly, leading to thinner skin layers and impaired barrier function. This research gives us a deeper understanding of how our largest organ, the skin, develops and functions at the molecular level.
That's it for today's episode of the Origine Podcast. If you're interested in reading the full paper, you can find it in Nature Communications with the DOI number in our show notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks, everyone. And remember, even the most complex biological processes become clearer when we break them down piece by piece. See you next time for more fascinating science.